Send a movie idea.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello there, dreamers. Thank you. You all voted in your tens and decided that you are all called dreamers now as a listener. So that's great. So from going on, we now have two rules. The listeners are called dreamers. And if you listen to this podcast, you have to submit an entry. If you can hear a child screaming in the background, don't worry. He is mine, I think. You know, he's just getting all riled up, ready for bath time. It's a very exciting time in a baby's evening. Anyway, I need to get off this recording device and go look after a tiny human being. But first, I need to introduce this
rewind
episode of The Dream Factory with the wonderful, the charming, the lovely, the knowledgeable, the genius, the handsome Boyd Hilton from Pilot TV podcast, from Heat magazine, from the telly, from being friends with loads of famous people, from being friends with John Harris, the most famous person you could ever imagine. We had a lovely time talking about Wet Muppets, football, which I know a lot about, and various other things. So please do enjoy.
Joy, 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 joy.
Hello and welcome to The Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules are simple. We can discuss as many of your ideas as we like, but only one can be taken to the next stage, where it'll be retroactively cameoing in an episode of Jasper Carrot's early 2000s sitcom All About Me as miscellaneous document. I'm Joel, a man who puts the rot in erotic, and across from me is John Harris, who has just turned down the Radio 2 breakfast show, citing creative differences. And joining us today of Heat magazine, Pilot TV magazine, former Wittertainee and Arsenal fan of note, Boyd Hilton.
Well done.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for listing some of my achievements.
A select few.
Thank you. Yeah.
You've actually gave me quite a long list today.
I did. Yeah, you've edited it quite well. That's good. Yeah. Very topical there. Topical reference to Chris Evans, by the way. I'm impressed.
Probably won't be when this goes out.
No. Okay.
No. Okay. They'll have announced the replacement.
But can I just confirm to everyone that you're recording this the day Chris Evans announced that?
I mean, the ink's barely dry on this script.
Right.
That's how fresh we keep it.
Brilliant.
It's good to let the listener know that at the time of recording, what we say is topical.
Yeah, which is the most important. It's the point of record, not the point of consumption where things need to be topical.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. It's as if Hugh Edwards filmed the 10 o'clock news and they put it out in 6 months. But at the time, it was, you know, hot off the press.
I like that idea, though.
Past
news with Hugh Edwards.
Yeah. I mean, it would take the edge off it a bit. Because if it was really awful, you'd think, it was a while ago.
Yeah. Just still going on about Brexit in 6 months' time with Hugh Edwards. Yeah.
I like that, retroactively watching the news.
Well, it'd be called The Olds.
Good point.
There we go. That's your first pitch, Boyd.
Already? Okay. Can you change the whole idea of the podcast to TV pitches? You see, that's the whole spin-off.
We're absolutely open to that.
Are you open to that?
Yeah.
And
really,
the lines between TV and film are blurred now anyway,
aren't they?
I mean, let's face it, you've got, you know, top directors doing TV, actors, etc.
And bad directors doing film.
Exactly. Bad TV directors doing film. Just saying.
We did do an episode dedicated to Black Mirror episodes.
Oh, yeah.
But we haven't gone fully into the world of television yet. Maybe that is a future franchise idea.
Yeah, maybe
just a suggestion. I don't want to ruin the magic.
Any more notes, Boyd?
I've got a few. Sorry.
Shall I pitch a film?
Yes.
This is a trilogy from Stu, and it might take up the whole episode. He's come at us with The Goat Book, Goatfellas, and Murder She Goat.
Well, one of those has moved into the world of TV straight away.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they never gave Murder, She Wrote a film.
Don't, well, do you know what they should have done, though, shouldn't they? Where she goes on holiday somewhere, yeah, and solves a crime.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, like a writer's retreat.
Yeah, writer's retreat. Great idea. Yeah.
That is a good idea. So there's, I mean, we don't know Stu, but clearly goats are quite a big part of his life.
There's right. I saw a film recently with a goat in it. I wonder if he was inspired by that. The Festival. Was it Festival or The Festival?
That's
got goat scene in it. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen
it's
no.
quite a
you
tawdry,
can spoil it for me.
I'm about to spoil it. It's quite a tawdry sex scene involving a goat. That happens in Believe. Yeah, it's quite. It does push back the boundaries of The Festival. So I wonder whether he's been inspired by that. I think he has. You don't just immediately go, I've got a goat trilogy.
Yeah. Goat's not your go-to animal when you're trying to think of a pun.
Definitely not.
Yeah, he's inspired by the goat sex scene. That much we can. We can infer from that.
Goat erotica.
Oh yeah, I'm just glad he didn't insist that we have goat sex scenes in all of these three films.
I think it's implied.
Totally implied. Especially Murder She Goat. Yeah. Jessica Lange. Oh no, not Jessica Lange. What's her name? Jessica Fletcher. Is it?
Yeah.
Jessica Lange's an actress who's in American Horror Story.
And as far as we know, has never slept with a goat.
No, sorry. Yeah, please, let's make that clear for legal reasons. What were the other two again?
Goat Book. The Goat Book and Goatfellas, which is a
that's
tenuous
so
pun.
That's so weak.
The Goat Book is, I mean, that's erotica again. That's one of the classic, isn't it? Classic kind of rom-com.
Yes, absolutely.
Very sexy scenes involving... Love in the Rain, I seem to remember.
Yeah.
Goats in the Rain.
Is it a goat hanging off a Ferris wheel? That's the Notebook, isn't it?
Yeah, but you'd have Peter on you so quick, wouldn't you?
Yes.
The protests outside the cinemas when the end card of No Animals Were Harmed in the Making of
Some Animals may have been harmed in the making of this goat-based film with a goat hanging off a film.
Only goats were harmed in the making of this film. Was that one from me?
Yes.
This one's from John. Not you, John.
Oh, okay.
You haven't just sent it to me. It's Michael Burke and Hare. Historian Michael Burke has been using his profession as a cover to go grave robbing.
You're so down with the kids, you guys, aren't you? Michael Burke. I mean, one up-to-date reference that is. I mean, I'm just about remembering him myself.
Michael Burke, I mean, he still gets the odd gig, doesn't he?
Does he?
Wow.
Does he?
Yeah.
Does he know? Maybe.
I'd book him. We'd get him on here. I'd love him on here.
I feel Hugh Edwards has got most of his work, hasn't he? Mm. No.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Hugh... As you served Burke.
I think so. In my memory, I'm wrong. Maybe I'm being unfair to Burke.
Okay, so imagine this fictional world where Michael Burke, still very relevant, and everyone listening to this show, they get it as a cultural touch point. Right? I say Michael Burke and Hare, and they're straight there with it. So Michael Burke, TV historian.
Yeah.
He's not really a TV historian. That's all a cover.
Yes, for him, his obsessive unearthing of bodies.
The recently deceased. Because they're the ones where the money is.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's a shame, because if they were historically deceased, he'd probably already be at digs and stuff, surely.
Yeah, that's very true. So he's trying to pitch very recent history documentaries at the BBC.
Which is, I mean, to be fair, I'm sure he is doing that right now.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I think so.
Who's to say this hasn't come from an inside source?
Yeah.
Burke and Hare, that was a film.
It was a film, yeah, definitely. Wasn't it John Landis?
It's Simon Pegg, isn't it?
I think John Landis directed that film. One of the late period Landis, not entirely successfully, one might say. Yeah. I don't want to go down a serious film criticism route, but yeah. Yeah. Burke and Hare, yeah. Maybe it would have been better with Michael Burke instead of Simon Pegg. Obviously, love Pegg as we do.
Yeah, of course.
But to slip Michael in there would have been given it more of a spark.
And more sort of historical accuracy as well. Well, I imagine on set he would have been really insistent about some of the set dressing.
Lisa has seen the trailer for Happy Time Murders.
About this? Which is in itself basically a thing that could have been brought up, invented in this podcast.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost too much of a reach for us.
Exactly. Overreach by what's his name, Henson. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, Lisa wants to know what other films we would like to Muppetify.
That's a good question. That is a good question.
Horror? What about The Exorcist, Boyd?
Yeah, I'd quite like to see The Exorcist. Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Yeah.
Even more. I'd like to see the chainsaw taken to a few of those. So I think actually in this film, I don't guess, no one's seen it in the world, I don't think. Even the director, even Brian Henson or whatever his name is, Tarquin Henson, has seen his own film because he's furious with the fact that he had to make lots of edits because there was lots of complaints.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think there's Soaring and Half of Muppets in it. But take that, do the whole film in the queasy, you know, sweat-drenched Muppets. Really nasty, wet Muppets being chainsawed appeals to me.
I don't think I've ever seen a wet Muppet.
No, you don't see them wet.
No, or if you have ever seen a wet Muppet, do tweet us.
On the street.
Sweaty Muppets.
Yeah, sweaty Muppets. I'd quite like to see the story of A Christmas Carol
Yeah.
Bucket of Fire.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. Never been done.
Yeah.
I don't think they'd do it.
It's a bit weird.
Yeah. It's a bit too weird. It's too out there. It's too, I don't know, disrespectful to Dickens, maybe.
Mm. Mm. Yeah. Speaking of disrespectful, do you think
Michael Caine? Just a suggestion for that film.
Oh, that's a good idea. I don't think he can't sing though. I want it to be a musical.
Yeah, it should be a musical. Yeah, yeah.
I don't think Caine can sing.
No, well, it didn't stop Mamma Mia and Pierce Brosnan.
No, that's true.
And come back for a sequel. Yeah. Happy Time Murders.
Yeah.
Speaking of disrespecting the legacy of Dickens, has Roger Henson, whatever his name might be, has he tarnished the name of Jim Henson beyond repair?
I think so, yeah. Especially because Jim is working on the new series of Dark Crystal, I think. Again, all of these things, because I am very old. I'm old. I'm like probably twice the age of both of you. And so things get mixed up in my mind. But I'm pretty sure he's working on the new Dark Crystal series for Netflix. Is Dark Crystal the one where there are no humans?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
So what's the conversation there? How many Hensons are out there making movies? And do they always have to be Muppet films?
Well, do
they go to Jim as like an oracle?
Yeah. I don't think Jim approves. I mean, I don't know. I haven't asked him and I haven't seen any interviews with him. I don't think he approves of the Happy Time Murder, perverse, sex, violent version.
So who's approving that?
I think no one can stop Brian. I'm still calling him Brian, even though I don't even know if that's his name. I don't think he is. But I think he's just run amok with it, yeah.
You can't have legal ownership of fluffy human-like things.
No, and of course you're not allowed to call them Muppets in any... That is in that, yes. So even though we have...
weren't allowed to.
Because they were. Yeah. They are. Yeah. But they're just puppets.
It's like a red dot's just appeared on us from outside.
Yeah.
It's Kermit.
Yeah.
What type of genre would you... I want to know from you, John.
I would say... What about an Italian neorealist film?
Oh, yeah. That's nice. Black and white.
I'm checking out now at this point.
Oh, okay.
I don't understand three of those words.
Is there a film, I believe, called Umberto D about an old man and his dog that's in black and white?
I mean, probably.
With melodramatic music. That. Yeah. Let's remake that film.
Yeah. Okay.
I was just... More of a general touchstone in, you know, cinema. Citizen Kane.
That would Rosebud.
Yeah.
Which I remember was mentioned a few weeks ago on this podcast. See, I do listen. And you didn't know what it was, did you?
Oh, I thought it was a cheat code from The Sims. Which, I mean, it also is. Yeah. It also is, yeah.
But my memory of it is, and I meant to ask John this at the time, was you mentioned Rosebud. You brought it up. Why else is it apart from Citizen Kane?
It's a cheat code in the game The Sims, which allows you, for every time you enter the word Rosebud, you get $1,000 million.
That must be based on the fact that it's a Citizen Kane reference, though.
Because he's
Citizen
rich.
Kane came first, then Rosebud The Sims came second, sure.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, we haven't got a laptop in here to check, so I would have to assume that neither of us know. We'll just agree to disagree on the fact that Citizen came before the video game The Sims.
Okay. And what Rosebud was is the big twist in the whole, the whole film revolves around that. I don't think you discussed that at the time. So
I've never seen the film.
Yeah.
Spoilers, guys.
Have you seen the film?
Yes.
No, spoiler alert, the whole thing revolves around what Rosebud is, and I'm not going to give it away.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
Maybe watch
it's
it.
Not a sim code thing, whatever the hell you're talking
it's
about.
It's not a cheat code. Okay, no, good. Do you remember any other Sims cheat codes? I can remember all of the cheat codes from Age of Empires.
Do you know what? I don't play computer games.
Yeah.
So, oh, well.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So, this whole section, that whole discussion you had in that episode about The Sims was awesome. Apart from the idea of, I think you talked about how they all went in a jacuzzi or something and had sex.
Yeah.
This is from memory. It's like I'm repeating the whole podcast.
It's interesting this.
Yeah.
Well, look, you had your moment ago where you talked about Italian neorealism. So, John and I are just going to chat about the video game Age of Empires for a bit. I mean, feel free to go to the loo.
Is that one of the ones they advertise on TV a lot? I think it is, isn't it? You can play it on
It's like a precursor to that.
Okay.
So, it was like, this is like. We can't just now sit and talk about the 1998.
We've got Boyd Hilton and we're going to talk about Age of Empires for 10 minutes.
Well,
absolutely
mind.
Not.
Video games must be sort of, I mean, in terms of popular culture criticism, you're open for film, for TV.
Yeah, I did dabble years ago. Yeah. I mean, this is, I did, like, you know, I played like that Beatles thing on the guitar with that, was it band thing?
Guitar
band
Hero.
Camp? Guitar
Beatles.
Hero.
Yeah. Band Camp.
I tried that, and I have tried them. Zelda on the thing, on the Nintendo, but never really took, yeah.
I think you're missing a trick.
Yeah.
I know I am. But if I did that, then I'll just have no time for...
What about your fifth weekly podcast could be Boyd Tries Video Games.
Boyd Discovers Video Games.
No one wants that.
We'll start at the beginning, and we'll go up to modern day.
No one wants any of these, let alone a fifth on video games.
Have you got another one, John?
Yeah, what about this one from Tim? C-3PO, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that's clever.
I haven't seen Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh, it's great.
I have.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's brilliant. There's a brilliant flood scene. What about the flood scene in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Do you remember that?
No.
Oh, come on. There's a huge big... I think it's that one again. Oh, my God. I mean, you may get more emails than usual or complaints on your Twitter feed from all the things I've got wrong.
We're going to have a big corrections corner.
Yeah,
have a special corrections corner
for things that senile old man...
are they Soggy Bottom Boys? Is that the name of the band?
Yeah, that's probably.
Right? Yeah.
And there's a big flood in the middle of that film, which is so brilliantly done. Yeah, and I'd like to see C-3PO flooded out. And you
is
know,
he waterproof?
He must have been through a lot of water-based experiences, surely. So
I can't remember any.
I think I can, but I say that. Like, isn't there, there's bits where Luke's in the water, isn't there? Surely C-3PO comes and helps and rescues him. Or is that always R2-D2?
R2-D2 is a lot more robust.
You're right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe that's the whole excitement of C-3PO, Brother, Where Art Thou, is can he resist the flood that may or may not happen in the film?
And has he got the ability to sing?
Like, yes.
Can he speak at enough of a pace that he can sing?
Do you think Anthony Daniels can sing?
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah. Oh, Anthony Daniels is showbiz.
Yes.
He can do everything. On his CV will be all the languages he can speak. All the
5,000.
5,000.
Yeah, forms of communication.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he can definitely sing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm surprised he hasn't been used in more musicals. Maybe he has, we just haven't seen them.
I haven't seen him, yeah, because we're looking for C-3PO.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah.
How about this one from Martin? Troy Story.
Nice.
You see where we're going with this?
Yeah.
This is like the brief synopsis that Martin sent in. You know, it's pretty lackluster, but we'll give it a go. Ancient Greek figures who only move when Zeus isn't looking at them or something. I don't know. This bit is your job. See also Tory Story, which doesn't really work, but is also good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so our listeners are very often top line.
Yeah.
He gives up halfway through that pitch, which is further than we normally get, to be fair.
Yeah. Isn't there the Trojan horse? That's the thing, isn't it? So, I mean, that is the thing that happened without people realising a little bit, like the toys in Toy Story or something.
Which one came first out of those? Was it Helen of Troy or Toy Story?
Helen of Troy, the Trojan horse, Toy Story, the trilogy. I don't know. I think it was in between one and two.
Yeah. Okay. It's difficult to know. I think that lawsuit's still pending, which one borrowed from which. Yeah. Helen of Troy, that story, John.
I know nothing about mythology.
You know about the Trojan horse, right?
I know the Trojan horse stuff. Is that mostly what Troy's about?
For me, it is. Yeah. For me, that's the big set piece. Is the Trojan horse of the Troy story? Yeah.
She, the face that sunk a thousand ships, is that Helen of Troy?
Maybe. Yeah.
Oh, we're disputing the number of ships.
Yeah. It was only 972 ships. Yeah, let's be accurate.
We'll round it up. It's for a headline.
Tory Story, I'm kind of into as well.
Sounds like a Sun headline there, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does a bit.
David Cameron's face on Woody is very imaginable, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're kind of similar, shiny, toy faces.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he is a toy, isn't he, really?
Like, David Cameron, you think you could pull a lead at the
Gammony
back?
Toy.
Big Gammony toy.
What about Theresa May as well with her dancing? She's
almost definitely on strings there.
Definitely on strings.
I think Brian Henson actually had control of her when she was dancing.
She's actually a character in the, whatever it is,
Happy Time Murders.
Just on a dancing tour of the world. It's absolutely amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've sent Theresa May to go and... She's essentially dancing for cash.
Yeah.
And around the world.
According to Evan, I just saw today on Evan Thingy from Newsnight, Evan... what's his name? Davis, correct. He was saying this is the greatest week she's had.
Everyone's like, oh, go on then. Yeah. You're giving it a go.
Everyone loves her for her dancing.
What we look for in a prime minister is Nan at a wedding. That's the aesthetic.
Definitely.
She should have gone in with it.
I still like the idea. What about if we use the Trojan horse setup as some sort of Toy Story 4 plot? Because we know that's in development.
Yes.
So is it Woody and Buzz get inside another toy?
Have they not done this already?
Yeah.
I think I might have done. It might be Toy Story 2. I don't know.
No. That's a plane.
Oh, is it?
Something that's always bothered me about Trojan.
Yeah.
All right. So Trojan horse.
Yeah.
Was a great big wooden horse.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert for people listening at home. But had a lot of, I think, Greek soldiers or maybe Spartan soldiers. They snuck them into a city.
Yeah.
So the idea behind the Trojan horse is to sneak something in unannounced.
Correct.
Why would you call your condom brand that? It is weird, isn't it?
Oh, you've... Yeah, oh, God. Yeah, that's wrong, isn't it?
It's strange.
That's a whole...
Somebody suggested that, and then other people said, that's a good idea. Let's print it millions of times.
Yeah. It sounds kind of powerful. Big and powerful, macho and heroic, isn't it? Trojan.
Yeah.
But when you connect it to the horse.
I didn't like what you did with your fist.
Sorry, I was doing a fist. Apologies.
Yeah, Trojan. It is a good word.
But once you think you're right, once you think of smuggling in the masses, yeah.
Sorry.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
What about this one from Reese? Darth Maul, Sith Lord from Phantom Menace, sets up a supermarket.
Good. That's great.
That's really great.
Yeah. Darth Maul isn't he? People love Darth Maul, don't they?
Yeah.
Like, think he was wasted.
Spoiler alert. Yeah. He did appear at the end of the film no one saw. The Star Wars film no one saw. No. Was it Rogue One? No.
No.
Solo.
My bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen Solo.
Spoiler. Yeah, there you go. I've spoiled it for you. He's the only reason to see it.
Does he speak?
Yeah,
a bit, yeah.
So Peter Serafinowicz, no. I mean, he must have thought he was never getting a rebooking.
It's actually
there.
The guy who does the voice in the animated series.
There you go.
He still didn't get Peter back.
Sorry, Peter. Yeah. Peter was busy.
Yeah, don't text him about it.
Yeah.
Peter, I just heard you got your big break.
Yeah, but that did. Yeah, that was exciting when he popped up. That was the exciting moment in the whole film.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Yeah. But if then in the sequel to Solo, if it's the Maul story, scenes from a mall.
Oh, right, Darth Maul.
Yeah, whatever the thing was. It would be fascinating, I think, yeah, to see how the mall... Because would it be one of those, like, quite sad, melancholy malls? You know, have you been to one of those in America where...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, three-quarters of it's closed down,
yeah.
And there's, like, 3 stores left.
Yeah.
Like, dime stores, or whatever they're called.
Mm.
Yeah, would it be that kind of mall?
Yeah, probably. The thing is, in the Star Wars universe, we see, like... I assume we've seen like trading stalls and stuff, and we've seen like bars, but you've not
Nobody's
really
unified
seen
it.
A commercial. Right. We've not seen a proper shopping centre.
Yeah. No, you're right. Yeah,
Paul Blart, Darth Maul cop.
That's good.
Very good.
There you go.
He can show up at the end. What would Darth Maul sell? That's the big question.
Face paint.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
No.
No.
Is it war paint, or is he just like an anomaly?
A really bad scarring.
Yeah.
I think
really kind of. Accidentally well-designed scarring.
Yeah, what is he?
I don't know. It's a good question. Yeah,
I think he's some sort of alien, and that's his.
Because that's a lot. That's
really?
A lot of time in makeup.
Is he some sort of alien?
out in the store.
All right, guys. I'm just saying. Like, it's not like
is Darth Vader some sort of alien?
Are they all aliens?
Well,
none of them are from Earth.
Is Luke a human?
Nobody's from Earth, are they?
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, that's true. I suppose they are aliens. Yeah, they're very humanoid, handily humanoid.
Yeah, convenient.
That is very convenient.
For budget reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not face paint on Darth Maul. He's not.
Well,
he's not
we never
sweating.
See. We never see him in the morning, do we? Like, he gets out the shower. He just
slaps his paint on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I've just got those little horns sticking out of his head.
So I've just got to put my war paint on. Yeah.
The Emperor's calling.
Where does
it
stop? That's what I've always wondered.
Yeah,
does he just paint a V sort of on the neck and hope that the fighter doesn't get too rough and ready and he exposes too much cleavage?
Yeah, and he has to have one of those little things. One of those little things they have when you in makeup that if you're wearing a collar, you know, so the collar doesn't get all the black.
Oh,
and
yeah, yeah. They do that when I get my hair cut.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, face paint.
So he's actually just a face painting stand in a mall.
Yeah.
And he just recreates his own face on...
What do you
children?
Want? And they're like, oh, a butterfly. Well, I've only got this black and red face paint.
I suppose you could sell toy lightsabers.
Double-sided. Does he get...
Capes? Does he wear a cape?
Yeah.
He wears something like a
something
cape.
Like a cape.
I've also just realised he also wears black gloves. So it is just the head.
Yeah.
Does he wear black gloves?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
He hasn't got, like, black and red hands. You'd remember that, wouldn't you?
You would.
That's certainly something you'd remember.
Yeah, I'm going to go back and look and check.
If it is paint, that would have been a great way for it to end, rather than him being cut in half at the end of Phantom Menace. They just like remove his top and he's too embarrassed to continue fighting.
He just jumps off the side. John, should we pitch our own ideas?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go first. And I am, Boyd, I'm really playing to the crowd here.
Go on.
Because you're a big Arsenal fan.
Yeah.
And I've gone with Elneny which way but loose.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Arsenal midfielder. Elneny winds up in a turf war with a rival biker gang. However, this being North London, it's a Brompton biker gang fighting over an artisanal bakery.
That's very good. Yeah, I've got an image, mental image of Elneny, Xhaka, Torreira. These are our midfielders, all with their Bromptons.
Very
arriving
nice.
Arriving at the stadium, kind of getting them.
Guendouzi in there? Or are you
yeah,
not sure on him
yeah,
yet?
Yeah, Guendouzi. Yeah, I mean, why not?
I just want to see that hair in the wind on a bike.
Yeah, totally. Oh my God, yeah, you'd love to see that. If you don't know, John, Guendouzi's hair is this big mess of curls, huge big very
he's
big
the
hair.
New big hair in the Premier League.
Yeah, there's always one.
Yeah, there's always
well,
one.
The reign of David Luiz and Marouane Fellaini is over.
It is.
Guendouzi's really announced himself.
Done him.
Yeah, he's absolutely done him. He looked at them and thought, I can go one better.
Yeah, him on a Brompton, that's
sight
to
behold.
That
yeah.
is a dream. No,
but
I
he'll
like
be a few
that.
Paces back just because of the wind resistance he must be experiencing.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I think I'm trying to think who'd be the best player to with cool kickers to do and undo the Bromptons, you know,
they're the dismantable.
The dismantle, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Who's
that's
the most
they
technically
are.
Gifted?
Yeah, the most technically gifted, I think. I don't know, I might be looking at. Definitely not Xhaka.
He would just kick it to pieces.
Yeah, he would kick it. Yeah, exactly. He'd be furious with it.
Yeah.
He'd fumble it, he'd drop it, and then someone else would pick it up.
Yep, nice.
And score a goal with it. That's. Maybe Aaron Ramsey, he'd be good.
Yeah,
I think,
he would be quite good.
Yeah, I think he'd set it up. Yeah. He knows what he's doing with the Brompton.
So what I'm imagining here is the rival gang are Tottenham.
Yes,
biker gang.
Yes,
and I think they're going to be they're the new boys in town, but they've taken over pretty quick. Is how I'm picturing this.
Right,
and it's up to these new upstarts at Arsenal to try and win back their territory
and
in North London.
The Spurs one's got bigger, better Bromptons as well. I think.
Very nice. They've just upgraded their Bromptons this season to have a fromagerie and.
Yeah.
John, if you don't know, the new Tottenham Stadium, John, has a fromagerie in it.
No.
Yeah. So you should be heading over there.
Yeah, sounds great. Sorry, Boyd.
That's all right, yeah.
The Emirates can't compete.
I mean, nice cheeses are available elsewhere, let me just say that. You don't have to go to the Spurs Stadium to find nice French cheeses.
Well,
there's
what?
A fromagerie at the top of Highbury Grove, about a 5-10 minute walk from our ground.
It's a good
point. So I don't want everyone to flock from Arsenal to Spurs just because of the cheese.
Quick question for you, Boyd, and this is the reason I got you in.
Okay,
at which point in the match
you're wondering.
In which point in the match day experience are you buying your expensive cheese?
Oh.
Is it half time?
I'll tell you exactly, it's half time, yeah. But you know I do have a very thick set veggie burger that they sell at us for £12. I'm not exaggerating. I mean,
for £12, yeah. How thick is it? Are we talking
it's really
about a brick?
Thick. It's like about 2-inch thick bean and pulse based veggie burger.
Any good?
Spicy veggie burger with a slice of the cheese.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Where the cheese comes in. That's the only cheese, as far as I'm aware, you can get in the inside the stadium
on
match days.
If you were to find out Arsenal were sourcing that cheese from the Tottenham Hotspur from Marjorie, what would you do?
Don't.
That's
don't
like one of those urban legends, isn't it? Like Tottenham fans
thought.
Built the new stand at Arsenal and they pissed
like,
on
Arsenal
it.
Fan TV is being run by someone from Manchester United, which apparently is true. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Arsenal Fan TV is like the equivalent of this podcast of Arsenal fandom.
Yeah.
Kind of. Think about that.
Yeah. I'm going to put that on the bio on Twitter.
Yeah.
The Arsenal Fan TV of podcasts.
Yeah.
Of movie podcasts.
Yeah. We don't want to overshoot it. So there you go. That was Elneny Which Way But Loose.
I love that. I mean, if that isn't, I want that to be commissioned.
Yeah. Well, you can have it for a title of your Arsenal podcast if you like.
Absolutely use it for the title of my Arsenal podcast. Yeah. We don't even talk about Elneny because he never plays. Anyway, sorry,
John. I'm so lost on
the football
show.
Yeah, sorry, John.
No,
I thought you deliberately.
I've been trying to alienate John for a year now.
Yeah.
He took me to Charlton twice and I saw some football.
Not to the football ground.
Yeah.
Just.
The second time he took, it was only us, I think. Oh, no, this was the first time.
And it may have felt like that, but
yeah, there were 20,000 people there.
And he had some food and it like disagreed with him. And Charlton were like losing. 2-0, and Joel was sat there going, "I'm so sorry, John. I'm so sorry," because it was just, it was my awful. God. They were being destroyed, yeah. And Joel was just weeping. And then, miraculously, about 10 minutes ago, Joel got better. They scored 3 goals and won the game.
Yeah, wow, that's what happens. My health is directly linked to the performance of John Letty. So I mean, I've been through the ringer recently. The last 2 years, I've had a really serious run of health condition.
Right,
but yeah, the early 2000s, I was a picture of health.
But you recovering in that moment inspired them to.
They saw me in the sand.
Did they throw you their shirt? Do you want you know?
They took me out onto the pitch.
She's being lifted on their shoulders. What about this one from me? Michael Baywatch.
Yeah. This is where he is he in a bikini?
Why not?
Yeah. And who was the actress from the early Transformers films?
Megan.
Yes.
Fox.
Yeah.
It sounded like unrelated.
Megan Fox directs Michael Bay in a bikini.
Gets her own back.
Yes.
And then she makes sure the camera lasciviously follows his body.
Yes.
A gratuitous close up of his ass in bikini bottoms. It's hairy, no doubt. Hairy butt.
Yeah. Oh, it's definitely hairy.
Yeah. In a red, tiny little red, skimpy bikini. Yeah, absolutely. Revenge on Bay.
There should probably be a few explosions as well, seeing as it is Michael Bay's involved in some way.
Yeah. What was that absolutely terrible film we did with, you know, with the true story, Pain and Gain.
No explosions in that.
No. For aficionado, for Bay hating aficionados like me, he's actually even worse than the Transformer ones. Yeah.
I can't even picture Michael Bay.
Oh, I can. He's got he looks very, very American.
Quite nondescript, that's the issue, I think. But yeah, quite American looking.
Yeah.
And apparently he's a bit of a piece of work, so...
He'd probably enjoy Michael Baywatch, though. That's the only problem. He'd love it. He'd absolutely love it. Him and Marky Mark running down the beach slow-mo in bikinis, being directed by...
Megan Fox.
Is now I keep forgetting. See, now I forget people's names even within a minute of them being said. There's no Arsenal spin on that, though.
It's at the Emirates.
No, fine. Okay. Yeah. I was hoping you were going to just say Patrick Vieira turns up and tackles Michael Bay.
The beach at the Emirates.
Yeah.
And all of the greatest, all of your favourite Arsenal players, Boyd,
legends.
Cameo.
Brilliant. Yeah. Okay. That's fine. Yeah. Oh, that works.
Right. That means we've reached the end of the show, I think. Boy, do we at this point we do pick a winner.
Yes.
Because as previously stated, they will get to retroactively cameo in Jasper Carrot's sitcom All About Me, which I'm sure you remember as a real cultural
milestone. Of course, I
remember
every minute of it.
Yes. Big. Yeah. Ran for 3 series, I saw.
Did it
on Wikipedia.
Really?
Yeah. A whole series more than The Office.
Sorry, that was very loud.
Cackle.
Was it on ITV?
It was a BBC.
BBC?
Yeah, I know,
God.
I know. Yeah.
God,
right, if you're listening to this and you don't remember having to watch TV when it was scheduled, you have no idea.
Yeah.
But I watched probably 50% of the episodes of All About Me.
Wow.
In between, you know, My Family. No, My Hero.
Oh, I remember.
Do you remember My Hero?
Yes, Hero with Thingy Bob.
Hey. And Father Ted.
Father Ted, now in Death in Paradise.
Yes. And a thingy from My Family was in it. The BBC have just got a roster. It's like a lazy Susan of comedy acts. We'll have that one. Anyway, we've got to pick a winner.
Well, I think we know Boyd's winner.
On Any Which Way But Loose.
Absolutely. 100% On Any Which Way But Loose is totally... I think it's been the greatest one in the history of this podcast.
And it's time to leave the studio because there is a knock on the studio door. And entering the room is Michael Burke carrying a shovel.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.